There is a letter from Kathleen Walker, in the senior packet, project that this board approved, in addition to their building, enhanced, and some parking. There's a group that did an Article 78 against the town. The first part of the Article 78 went to a justice board, and he kicked it back to the town. Now, the people filed the Article 78 are saying that they won the case. This has nothing to do with what Ward did. It's nothing to do with winning or losing. What he ruled was that the planning department didn't submit all of the information required to the Erie County Planning Department. First off, there is no Erie County Planning Department. It's all handled under the Department of Environment and EPC. We were tasked with putting together the information that the county would want. And from everything we can see, and we had a meeting with our attorney and the WAPICs were being sued also by this group. Everything's there. There isn't anything additional we can provide. And in fact, we have the referral comment from the Erie County EDC says that they have a recommendation on the project to the planning, town planning board. Recommendation is no recommendation, which is fairly common. Probably 80% of the cases we get come back with the county doesn't feel any need to offer suggestions, comments, or critiques on what we've done. So we're in the process of putting all of the same information together again. And for someone who's on the Tree Conservancy Committee, it breaks my heart because killing trees left and right. But we are putting the information all together again, same packet, a more detailed letter of explanation about what the project is about and planning board's role in the project. And we'll send that off, and we're asking for, I think the phrase is, we'll go to the guy who does all the legal phrases, adjudication, I think it is. Could be, I'm in the ballpark.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't imagine.
Have the judge take another look at it. Based on what both attorneys, and Sean Hopkins will be here later tonight for another case, but based on what both attorneys, our attorney Michael Perley, Sean Hopkins, who is the attorney for West Herb, or I'm sorry, for John Lovick of West Herb, we have no reason not to appeal this again. We have everything in. We have a sign-off from the county, and it's just turned into kind of a messy situation.
Well, West Herb's not involved, it's just Lovick personally,
no,
right?
Just John Lovick, yeah.
The impression I have is that the issue there was, there's no way that a 10-foot deep pond can empty a 25-foot deep well on the earth, where some of the other wells would be attached to our eye.
Yeah, the one neighbor had 20-foot deep well right next to their septic system. So they're the ultimate example of recycling, let's put it this way. They hadn't already put in a new well, and the driller said, you have to put your new well in your front lawn 100 feet away from yourself. Which they did. And I haven't heard any issues from that person. Another person didn't have a true well, they're getting a well in their pride in their basement. Like your sump pump well, that's where they're getting the water for. That's gonna dry out. I don't know about anyone else, unless you're right out of an aquifer, that's gonna dry out, especially in the middle of August.
There seems to be a lot of rumor and animus and I know, you know, I know Tom made more of a visit, but from what I could see, the structures were small, there you had to approach, yeah.
The average, I would guess, the average sized house now being built in Orchard Park is larger than that addition.
Yeah. That's a house with you, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, but, you know, and they got, they still are going back to the setback. When the original setback occurred, there were no zoning regulations in Orchard Park, because there was no Orchard Park. We hadn't incorporated as a county. So all, everything before 1938 is grandfathered, and this building is close to being 100 years old. So of course it's grandfathered. And the addition is on the back of it, so it doesn't encroach any further on the setback, so.
Yeah, I have some particular feeling on that. Given that apparently this particular shrine is somehow part of a legitimate Catholic organization, like a center in Montreal or something, sisters or something, and essentially worship, from what I understand, is accepted as and I have no questions about
yeah, I know.
Encroaching on freedom of religion.
So that's the update on that one. Your first case is a public hearing, 65-66 Coventry Lane. It's a two-lot subdivision town. These houses predated. They go back old.
Yeah, you're talking 20 or 30 years.
Yep. So
it'll come out as on one lot. Now, the one we're relative to one where I lived in now. Way now they want to sell one of the house lots. It's on one lot, so they want to subdivide.
So
actually, no physical change.
Yeah, it's basically a change of a lot line, and
you see an additional sanitary work when they came here for pre-application finding what Ralph Green.
Who reached out?
Presented, I pointed out that the two sewer laterals were connected, and they need to be subdivided. Since then, Chris Wood from Camaro Woods Design has already designed to extend the sewer and properly repair that. And they provided an easement to the town for that. And also the issue of the existing turnaround on Coventry Lane that were put in the easement, they have hence provided the easement to the town for the turnaround. Engineering has asked that you add a condition for final, if you do final tonight, that they pull their public improvement permit for the sanitary work. Putting in a few manholes and extension and repairing, you know, reconnecting the lateral to the new extension. That just came up at 4:30. You don't have that in your motion. That just came up.
Rely on the correct motion for that. Okay, then the second case is merely giving the chairman direction to, at his pleasure, to schedule a public hearing for a one-lot subdivision in A1. This property has exceeded our minimum requirements for subdivision, so it's Cal asked me today about the check-in speakers, flag lot, and it's not a flag lot, but it's gonna require the town about halfway up to bump out about 20 feet. This is the one on Sheriff Road. Remember they bumped it out 5 feet, but that didn't give enough setback?
Yeah, they moved it a little bit more.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to tell me, I'm sorry. Once they have the review fee, I will direct them to provide a bump out of prime yards, sites, side yard, sort of standard code.
And they have plenty of room to do that. Okay, one regular business item, we changed the town code recently to require that any fence in a commercial zone go to the planning board. To be honest with you, I wasn't aware of the change in the code, and not sure how it came about, but code is code, so you need to take a look at this, and Tom Ken, who's the owner, I believe, of Armageddon, almost had a fire on the property. Apparently people are parking for the Bills games, and they're parking over his part of his property, and he had a fire. So, of course, fire in your business, particularly ironically a heating and cooling business, caused the owner some concern. You'll have to make a decision on that. But this is, again, driven, code-driven. And we have four concept reviews. If you remember the idea of concept review, it's to take a project and have the applicant give us a brief synopsis of what they want to do, what they propose to do, some questions from the board, if they have any. But the idea, this isn't a full-blown review or anything. We try and limit these to about 20 minutes. We just happen to get the spring rush a little bit early, so we've got these four. The first one is at West Herb, and they're looking to get a building permit, site plan approval to construct a two-story building addition with additional parking. That the town diligently dug through the plans for this and found that
back in October 2018, the board, Dennis Howard and Engineering already approved the parking lot there. Just got drawn today, but like last week I said, why they re-spent? Well, they're doing a small addition, and they have an access road shown on the drawing coming from Western Nissan to another adjacent property. I went out there, there's another parking lot that they installed without any board approval or engineering. So we can work with the engineer. The oversight, the detention, and water quality requirements on the new project to make up for the other parking lot, and if you have that incorporated and make it a new front into a front.
But would we then ask them to combine the projects?
Bingo. I'll do that in my review process, but that's what our engineer will direct them to do.
This is another case we come to where we think that the previous building inspector had worked out an agreement about this project, but neglected to let the board know.
Or he wasn't too diligent to know that was happening. I didn't know what was happening.
Fortunately, the current building inspector would never let anything like that go through. Right now?
That's not. This time we'll meet this stuff.
The second one is on Burton Road, the Providence Fire Collective, and this is requesting to construct a 6,000 square foot pole barn / hub facility, what we're looking for is some more information on the chair, I think, how you kind of carved out a way to expedite this and move this through, so.
Essentially, what we're looking for here, currently the plan for the roof. You know, there apparently is something there, I don't know if it shows up in the plan. The clean water, wastewater issue, the only concern is that it be a barn or something that will withstand the 5 to 7 feet of snow that we can get that, which your park has got. And we would want either something pre-certified or just a review by our engineering people. The folks won't come back in the spring and find their barn flat on the ground. And so essentially, we would have an option if we would choose to do so. We could possibly move it forward contingent, especially if the engineering is intact, contingent on, approval from the county, health department.
So that, I think, Tom, we kept forgetting a lot of, in relating to the water, the sewer.
Nothing. On the sketch plan that we received today from you, it shows a practical location for a whole septic system for the new facility. My question is, where's the existing septic system? You're not putting the barn over, right? That kind of screws up for the house, the existing home. So that's one. And the other one will be, do you have enough, where's the well water coming from? And then you need also, where's the well in reference to the septic? You have the X amount of people affected, system, like I pointed out with the photo page. So there's a general question, things just looking at for 30 seconds. But we need a full package from an engineer.
I think the lead person that is Jim Bale.
He's the lead person and the engineer is Chris Wood. So we got a good combination.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, we have a concept here, we got to take it to the next level. Don't need to meet the potatoes, please.
I'm unfamiliar with the scope of your operation, but the one question that I would have would be, how much water is going to be gone? Is there going to be any effect on the water table, especially in mid-August when things dry out?
They don't have an issue with a well. Most of the other wells, except for the one with 20 or 13 wells,
right.
They are what they are. There is no public water there. They can extend it, but that they have to do the extension.
No, I understand, and no argument to that point. My only curiosity is any potential negative effect that use of all water may have on neighbors, and will they use it all up if they are washing tons and tons of vegetables?
They're already watering their crops and everything to the groundwater.
So it's a question.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, are they using for irrigation? Mm-hmm. Are you saying they are not?
Yeah, they are not.
And have they had reports of a loss of water pressure?
No.
Plus, every applicant has the right to use their property for some purpose. Then the next one is the Birdsong Lakes LLC, which is the company now that's doing the projects up at Birdsong. So part of what hopefully we'll get a little bit tonight from them is some kind of sequence or some kind of process that lets us know exactly what part they're working on, what part they're planning on finishing, and when they plan on finishing. We've been kind of confused, Tom and I. And maybe we're not confused, maybe we're just uncertain about what direction they're going. But hopefully we can get a sense of we're going to work on this part and finish it, and work on this part and finish it. They do have approval, it's board approved, the CMO for the part 8 of this project. That's the part where Jewett Homewood comes together with Freeman Road. But there's been first no movement towards.
They only made one submission so far.
Yeah.
And that's, we're talking a year, year and a half ago.
Yeah, so there has been a movement forward on that, and there's been some contact, I've met with the petitioners once or twice, and there's been some talk of maybe doing luxury lots there, instead of doing the CMO and pulling the six or seven, but the bigger luxury lots. But as I mentioned before, the last time we talked about this project, we need to get some direction from the applicant about where they're going and what direction they're going.
This is part five, how many parts are there, George?
Good question. I'm not being facetious, dude.
I understand that.
There's some subparts to, so part five might have a five A and five B. So we basically, I think the board should ask for a roadmap with just that information on it.
You know, but I thought what they were like here. You know, to bring some kind of an overall general plan and not just, you know,
they
tweak one part at a time.
They submitted some stuff. I haven't had a chance to dig through it. But this is just a concept, so we can maybe reinforce that and maybe if they do a presentation tonight, we'll get some answers that we need.
Does the CMO designation expire with no action, or is that
no
designation for
what is it? Yeah, what expires are the approvals after 3 years. Is it 3 years, the health department, Army Corps?
They haven't gotten that far with the health department yet. Army Corps of Engineers for Federal Wetlands is 5 years. The DEC, the DEC approvals are for 3 years. They're not encroaching in wetlands, so they have to move forward, they have to choose something. And in the big picture, where they're proposing now to do a CMO is where the previous developer was teaming up with Ryan Home, Euro Transit. Regardless what goes there, homes or patio homes, you can't do part five or four without doing seven first, because that's where the Santa Fe lifting station needs to go. Because I can't build a house without first of all.
Part of that is therein lies the confusion. At Dixon, how many parts are there? Where are they?
There's eight.
You are probably the only one that knows them 100%, and I'm probably the only one that knows them 75%. So. Okay, 60.
Well, maybe we'll all find out the 100% tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we got
they can move forward with part eight. They just move forward with their design. They were leery about the cost of putting in a cul-de-sac and the road. Now, they have the cost of the road and extending the sewer. Well, if you put a luxury brand lot there, the sewer needs to be extended on Juman Freeman and Juman Holwood. Because it's possible. Because the rule of thumb for years eight, elsewhere in Erie County, if there is even a remote possibility to tie into domestic sanitary sewers or extending them to provide that service in lieu of septic, that must be done. Perfect example was the Walsh Dance Studio on Southwestern from St. John the Annie. I don't know, Dwayne and I, we approved the whole septic system. The health department goes back to the they can pump it up the hill to Michael Road into the sewer, get an easement, which they did. So they drew in a section, they put in like a lifting, private lifting station, put in because there's a remote possibility. So either way, for part eight, you got to have like a sanitary, but that's not the goal now. We don't have super details tonight. But they have to make a decision. And this board, as far as I know, you made direction for part two, that's because of Rockdale. They were trying to do CMO there.
Right.
And I believe the top of this board, I wasn't president for my life was broken and everything. You gave them direction that, no, we don't want CMO here. So they already got direction to go extend the road and put normal lots.
Yeah, they already said that they are opting for that path.
But we need to know what comes first, chicken or the egg, which part of the house could be.
Okay, next one, California Road proposed 82, project, 82 unit project proposing residential with the next townhouses and apartments. We did kind of went over this, again, I think the second time we spoke, yeah, went over it today, and I talked to the chair about this. It seems to be particularly crowded site, so that's something you may want to consider. We do have the right to take 9% of land for parkland or that type of improvement. And this will be your first look at.
How many units of residence in there?
Approximately 82.
And how many acres?
8.98.
You can round up on that one, Tom.
10 units. Well, a little less than 10 units, right?
They're operating under the assumption, and this is going to be a Jeff Bailey question.
Okay.
They're operating under the assumption that because the land is undeveloped, that they're under the old code.
By old code,
Yeah, 1978, I think.
The general rule of thumb, if the code is changed, regardless of when you acquired the land, or regardless of when you first submitted your plan, you were under the aegis of the new code.
That's what I thought, but their argument both in the square of the tent and the zoning map that they show assumes that they're under the old code.
They're questioning the No,
we know how much you like that.
Yeah, okay. In my opinion, they're subject to the new code.
No shovel, no plan has been submitted prior to now, no shovel to ground.
That's it, yeah.
So by the new code, how many units per acre are permitted?
I think that I didn't do the exact counts, but I did talk to Dave about that, and I think it came down to 64, I think, from 82. But again, well, this is your concept look at all those things. We put the form of a question to the building department and engineer. At the next meeting, you have answers. We don't. Okay, so do we have visitors?
I don't know.
Do we have pictures of
them? It's in the file. I actually don't know.
Check out.
Pictures or photos of the maple grove?
No, not the maple, the fence.
Oh, the fence? Yeah, oh, yeah, I sent that out. Yes, I do have that.
Thank you.
tomorrow. Would you look at that for me? You don't do it here tomorrow. Thank you. Because you said you would.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mayor.
Oh, you're welcome. Wish they would turn on the rest of the mics. Unless they go squealing. I was from, that's Tom over there, the guy, the first comment he. So don't need the rubber band. Behind you.
There's a notion that person will be here for the public hearing. Delay, do you have the option to delay the public hearing or should we be here? It's Christmas now.
Certainly you can delay it and maybe delay it to a specific period of time and the person is here by that time to turn it over.
I don't know if people would get lost.
Then we could maybe move on with our.
Oh, absolutely.
He said you're going to be 5 to 10 minutes late, so you're talking 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's the first to apply.
Yeah. With the second one, you don't need reference. They said administrator. Thank you.
I do. Do you want one?
Oh, great.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Remy.
For the students out there, the meeting will happen tonight, and when the meeting is over, presumably you'll all need something signed. You can come to any of the members of the planning board for those signatures. And hopefully we'll get out of here before 10 o'clock tonight. Eight, is that the old runner, Counselor? I think you're on.
Oh, okay.
Come to the door.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that an asset or a liability?
No, it's an asset.
A lot of good my signature is going to be on all these.